Let us pray. Be thou among us, O Lord, in this very room, as we come to praise you, to adore you, to give thanks to you, that in Jesus Christ you became like us, that we might become like you. Speak now the word we need to hear this day, and grant us the strength to obey that word through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the first epistle of Peter, chapter 2, reading verses 21 through 25. Then we shall go to the Gospel of John and read selected passages from there. Listen as we read the Word of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten. But he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. For by his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Now let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Reading, first of all, verses 1 through 5, and then verses 9 through 12. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Verses 9 through 12. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Truly, this is the word of God. Let us join our hearts together as we seek the Lord this morning. Eternal God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we come to you this morning, thanking you for the light of another dawn. We do not know what this day will bring forth, Father, but we are trusting you that you would bring us through. Be with us as a seminary community. May we join in communion, Father. May we be as one. May we put you first as our God and as our leader. We ask your blessing upon our service this morning. Be with those who have a part in the service. Be with Dr. Jackson as he brings our message. Be with the needs of our seminary community, Father. Be with those who mourn. Be with those who are hurting, that have hurts that do not show. We thank you, Father. We love you. We praise you. In the strong name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Peace and have earnestly fervent faith.
Amen. Before most of us were born, there was a young man here in America who said to the Lord, "I'm ready." And he went as a missionary to India. His name was Stanley Jones. Soon after arriving in India, Stanley Jones had the wisdom to seek out Mahatma Gandhi and to ask Gandhi what advice he would give to a young Christian missionary as he began his work in the land of India. And this was Gandhi's advice. "I would suggest that you must become like Jesus." Stanley Jones also had the good sense not to argue with Gandhi, because he knew that the New Testament itself says we are called to be like Jesus. Considering how different we are from Jesus, it may seem incredible to you and me today to hear that we are in fact called to be like him. We know that it isn't easy to be like Jesus. It's much easier to believe in Jesus than to be like him. Much easier for you and me to admire Jesus as we see him moving amid the conflicts and confusions of his time with grace and dignity and humility than to be like that ourselves. It's much easier for us to praise Jesus for his mercy and compassion, especially toward the weak, the lonely, the hurting, the outcast, the misfit, than to be merciful and compassionate ourselves. Much easier for us to applaud Jesus for loving his enemies, forgiving them, praying for them, than it is for us to love our enemies. Much easier for us to revere Jesus for his constant trust in the Father's faithful care than to have such trust ourselves. Indeed, some of us find it much easier to preach about Jesus than to practice what he wants us to be. Little wonder you and I say little or hear little about the New Testament call to be like him, almost as if it were not there. But it is there. Time and again we hear Jesus himself calling you and me, calling disciples, and therefore you and me, to become like him. How else are we to understand John 15:10? "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Jesus is calling us to share his obedience to the Father's will. What shaped Jesus' life from beginning to end was not the lure of wealth, not lust for power, not the love of applause, but one thing only: obedience to the Father's will, an obedience he calls us to share. Or consider his words in John 13. After he had washed his disciples' feet, we hear him saying, "You call me Master and Lord, and so I am. If I then, your Master and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. As I have served you, you are to serve one another." Do we not hear this theme again in John 15:12? "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." To obey the Son, even as the Son has obeyed the Father. To serve one another, even as our Lord has served us. And to love one another as he has loved us. These are his expectations of us, his commandments to us. And in each case, he is calling us simply to follow his own example, to be like him in obedience, in servanthood, and in love. And if we say, "But that's not realistic. We are sons and daughters of Adam. We can never become like Jesus. He was the Son of God." If we say that, He says to us, "Come, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, neither can you except you abide in me." For 20 centuries, the world has seen two kinds of Christians: those who profess to be followers of Jesus Christ but give little evidence of his presence, and those whose lives are so Christ-like, his presence is apparent to all who know them. Stanley Jones himself became such a Christ-like man. His life exemplified Paul's conviction, "If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation." I've known people who were like Jesus. Last Monday, on Labor Day, the Wake Forest Baptist Church was filled with people who had come to pay tribute to a Christ-like person. Her name was Ruth Trotter, the wife of Dr. Carol Trotter, who for some 30 years taught preaching in this school. People came from all over North Carolina and from other states as well, not simply to grieve the passing of one of their friends, but to celebrate the life of one who was radiant with the presence of Christ, one who embodied the spirit of Jesus in her obedience, her servanthood, and her love, one in whom we saw once more the truth, "If anyone be in Christ, that one is a new creation." One whose faith remained unshaken, whose hope remained unbroken, and whose love remained undiminished throughout her own ordeal with cancer. She showed us we become like Jesus when we abide in him. I took part in another memorial service some years ago in the city of Washington, D.C. It was for a man whose name you don't know, a man named James Kenner. As a teenager, James was a big, strapping, well-coordinated athlete, especially fond of football and boxing. Had such a lightning-fast jab, they called him Jabbo Kenner. But in his early 20s, Jabbo was diagnosed as having tuberculosis. That ended a promising career. But instead of lamenting his lost career, Jabbo Kenner cultivated his interest in young people. He became a coach. He founded the Police Boys Club in Washington, later the Police Girls Club, for the purpose of taking boys and girls off the streets. He said, "I went looking for kids who looked like they were looking for trouble." He would put his massive arm around them and take them into a gym nearby where he taught them respect for themselves and for others and something better than just getting into trouble. By the time I met Jabbo, he was already well along in life. Hundreds of boys and girls had learned from Jabbo how to live a better life than they would have known otherwise because of his concern for them. Many of those kids grew up to become responsible citizens, some of them even rather outstanding people. One of them became a professional football player, played for years for the Green Bay Packers. Another became a noted radio and television personality in Washington. One became a Baptist minister, eventually a congressman. His name is Walter Fauntroy. And Jabbo Kenner taught a little kid to box by the name of Ray Leonard, who became Sugar Ray Leonard. When I participated in that memorial service, I was representing a community ministry there, similar to the Wake Forest Area Crisis Ministry here. Jabbo was our man in Washington. He was our one-man rescue squad to poor people, desperate people in the city. My son was then a youngster who went with me to that service. He was very impressed that his dad was standing in the pulpit alongside another athlete, a big guy by the name of John Thompson, basketball coach at Georgetown University. John Thompson was there because he had also been one of Jabbo's boys. Each one of us told what Jabbo had meant to us, but John Thompson said it best through his tears. He said, "Jabbo was more like Jesus than anyone I ever knew." And Jabbo was like Jesus, an obedient servant of God who poured out his life loving and serving others. And because of that, many followed in his steps, even as he followed in the steps of his Lord. Wherever the gospel has been preached, it has produced people like Jabbo Kenner and Stanley Jones and Ruth Trotter, people who have become like Jesus. That's what God has in mind for you and me today. That's his agenda for us. But it can only happen when we abide in him and allow his Spirit to abide in us, thus transforming us into his likeness. Will you pray with me and sing with me, "O Master, let me walk with thee"? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your whole being I appeal to you by the mercies of God to present your very bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.